Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
You
sure
can. Yeah. Ooh.
Say woo.
Breaking up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Good evening out there. Guess what? It is Think Thursday. Put your thinking caps on. Get out your pencil and pad. We're going to give you music, information, update, and we're going to let you know what's up with Miyoshi Marie. She'll be coming on with us later on today. She's been a bit under the weather. I'm so glad and hopefully that she's up to it and can bring it to you to let you know what is up this evening. But before we get started on this Think Thursday, let's talk about some human rights here. Everyone has a right to flower, to reveal his or her full potential as a human being, to fulfill his or her mission in this world. You have this right, and so does everyone else. This is the meaning of human rights. To scorn, violate, and abuse people's human rights destroys the natural order of things. Prizing human rights and respecting others are among our most important tasks. It's about sharing and caring, love, compassion, and kindness. Before we get going here, I'm just going to play you a little bit of something just to get you up. Relax down. It's Think Thursday. That's right. We're all in and crowd out here waiting on the rain to come down to Southern California. Be careful out there. And giving you some update, you know, a dear friend, Cecily Tyson, passed away today. 96 years young. Did she live a good life? And I'd like to honor her and honor a very, very special lady, Phyllis Rhonda Glover, which we had her memorial service last Saturday. She was another great. I mean, she was one that could get you there and get you happy. So I'm going to play the song for my two greats out here. Just sit back and relax, okay?
I love you, and I'll see you real soon.
Messages out here. And before we get going, before we bring on Miss Miyoshi Marie, What's Up is coming on with us. I just want to play this and get you in the mood here. You know, we talking about young blood here. Before we get going there, I'd like to say something to my
youth.
Never seek an easy, comfortable path. No one develops in a pampered environment. Youth should instead actively seek out challenges and hardships, transforming them all into valuable assets as they strive to become individuals of outstanding character and ability. And this lady that's going to talk to us, she fits that mold. But let's give her a little bit to bring in on. Sit back and relax and wait on What's Up.
I was born in a thunderstorm. I grew up overnight. I played alone, I played on my own. I survived. Hey.
Yeah.
possibly made. I took what you gave, but you never noticed that I was in vain. I knew what I wanted, I went home and got it. Did all the things that you said that I wouldn't. I told you that I would never be forgotten. I knew it's for you. What are you waiting for?
My girl on fire, Neosha Marie, are you with us this evening to share and care with
yes,
Waking Up
I
with Linda
Maxine?
Hey, Neosha.
Happy Thursday, everyone. Yes, what's up, Wisdom? How you doing, girl?
I'm okay now that I've heard your beautiful, strong voice, and I know you pulling it together and recuperating and getting it together. We so glad you're here to tell us what's
I'm
up
so
this
happy
evening.
To be back. I'm so happy to be back. Happy Thursday, everyone. We have an exciting topic tonight and just exciting things just rolling around as we, in January, preceding Black History, Black Love, Black Power Month. That's the movement that we're going for the month of February. Tonight's topic is don't focus on the wrong, focus on the strong.
I love it.
Right. I chose this topic because one of a pastor had told me that, and I just applied it to life as I'm moving forward with my nonprofit and just all the hard work that's paying out for me walking and catching buses, going to the projects from Summer Night Light, to me officially being partnered up with USC today with the Business Diversity Economic Opportunity with Dr. Michelle Turner, and just all the amazing things that's going on with FACE going forward in the month of February that we'll be announcing as well.
Okay.
So I just want to tell people that whatever dreams that you have planted, even if it takes 5 years, 10 years, or 5 months, continue to believe in yourself, continue to strive for it and have perseverance. I mean, some of the things I would never think that I planted in 2015 with FACE and the opportunities that are being blossomed literally at the the beginning of the year, even in my personal life as well. I am with child, I'm excited about that. So that's even making me work harder because now I actually have someone that I'm going to be giving life to, someone that's actually going to be looking up to me. So I want to be the best leader and the best mother and the best example that I can give them, as well as all the other children I'm going to be inspiring, in the community, the nation, and the world. So I'm just excited about that. I'm just excited that no matter what goes on in the world or, bad things, it's always a light in a tunnel. And reflecting today about FACE, so they asked me, how did you start FACE? And today, I never really thought about the times where, I didn't have money. I was going through an eviction, but I was still striving for FACE. I was literally getting on a bus asking for courtesy rides. Some bus drivers would tell me no. Some would let me get on the bus just to go to the Imperial Courts and the Jordan Dams when I was doing Summer Night Lights when I first started FACE. And, going into these different rooms and building different relationships and networking with people that continue to make me move forward into the place I am now. So it's amazing it's an amazing time for me, and to really just see the vision unfold is really amazing. And this year is going to be off the chain for faith. And I just want to encourage people that no matter what in life, just stay encouraged, be strong, stay motivated no matter what, and don't listen to nobody. If they're not doing what you're doing or better, don't listen to them. And shout out to Dr. Abolaji, rest in peace, because he always told me, nobody know your vision and your purpose better than you do.
Yes.
And
yes,
that's true. I never took advice from somebody that didn't know faith, because I
right.
am faith, and I know the vision that God gave me, and, you know, and I still see it, and I'm just like, wow, it's even more clear than it was 2015. So
right.
it's like you can't listen to no one of what they have done in the past, or if they not doing it now and better to where they can
mm-hmm.
actually show and prove, then you can't listen to nobody. You have to nurture that baby yourself, and that's literally what I've been doing. I've been nurturing faith, and I've been nurturing myself, and we have grown together to,
yes.
you know, to see the meetings and the network, and even people reaching out to me like, hey, man, like, I love your integrity. You know, I want you to be a part of, you know, this project I'm doing. It's just like, wow, little old me. Like, you know, so I'm just excited, and I just want to tell people to be encouraged. And even in my personal life, being transparent, I was never really thought of to want to be a mother or, you know, or was striving to be that. And it was something unexpected. But to even to be blessed and to have a life inside of me, it gave me more ammunition and more motivation to go even harder, because now I really have some, you know, I have a baby to nurture and to really take care of, and I want to be
right.
the best example. I want to be the first example, you know,
right.
that my baby sees, you know, whether
wow.
it's he or she. So it's just exciting, just amazing time for me. It's amazing momentum for me. I'm really blessed. I thank God for this opportunity, the beginning of 2021, just in my personal life, my business life, and just all areas of my life, and even within myself, I'm more confident. You know, I'm ready. I'm ready to be a mother. I'm in a good space mentally, physically, and spiritually, and
yeah.
financially. You know, all those things matter across the board. So I'm just blessed, and I'm motivated, and I'm just thankful that I have people like you, Linda, you know, that continue to encourage and inspire, you know, me to want to, you know,
you.
Do more and be more. So that's the motivation for tonight. Don't even focus on the wrong. Focus on the strong. And like I always say, use what you have within your hands. That's all I've been doing since 2015. I've been using what I had in my hands.
I love it.
And it got me to where I am today, you know, where I have really – you know, big partnerships, you know, like USC, I'm an alumni, you know, and for
yes,
someone to
that.
Believe in my vision, right, it's just for someone to believe in my vision and my God-given purpose and see the passion that I have for it, and to be like, you know what, yeah, this is it. And not only that, to be the example for my community, you know,
yes.
I'm from South Central LA, and to want to be an impact in that area. So it's really a blessing. And also, we all know that Cecily Tyson, you know, she passed away, and
yes.
that's just iconic. It's just so iconic and so a legend like that, you know, for a woman. So even that, and we always say, you know, fallen stars fall, but then we – you know, we rise up new ones. So I believe this is my time, and I'm
yeah.
claiming it, and I'm
yeah.
running with it. And,
yeah.
you know, they passed me the baton, and, you know, I'm your girl, and I ain't going to bite my tongue for nothing. So I'm
no.
going to be for everyone.
I love it. And see, that's what it's about. It's about lighting those batons and passing it. But we have to make sure that we pass it to persons like yourself that are resilient, that are observant, that do care. And that's why the connection is here. And thank you for my shout out, because, you know, that's what I live for. You know, I everything that I've learned and I've acquired, I'm putting it in a stew pot for my babies, okay, because each one teaches one. So when you've been there and done that, so to hear you, to hear the excitement and know that I'm going to have to bring some Pampers over there, oh, this is going to be so much fun to see that little what's up moving around, okay? I can just imagine. I can't wait. I'm so excited for you. I'm so happy for you. Connecting up with the partnerships, because that we have to get out, and this is the year. But I appreciate you for recognizing, like I say, when you if you associate with 5 billionaires, you'll be the 6th one. But if you associate with 5 nothings, you'll be the 6th one also. So that baton that you grabbed, we have to make sure that our young adults grab it at the right end and they don't burn themselves. And so now you know what you're in the hole and you put it out there. Each one teaches one, and that's the only stipulation, is to move forward. So you're busy. I have organizations, and we met through an organization that are out there. I want you to encourage persons to get into an organization, a good organization, so you can continue to learn and learn the ropes out there and learn the process. Get into something civic, something community-wise. Do something to put in that civic duty, because you have known all about moving like that, so now you open those doors. When you kick in those doors, they swing wide open for you. And I'm so glad. I have a big smile on my face over here listening to you. And FACE, FACE, is all it is about. Miosha Marie, what's up? I am so proud of you. And I'm glad that you're feeling better. And now you have to make sure that each and every day, I'll be sending oils over there and body butter and everything else that I can come up with to make sure that that wonderful miracle that's coming out here will be able to step in the boots right with Mama, because Mama steps out there. I just want to let you know that, and we appreciate you. We are so proud of you to come and care and share, and where your mind is. It's always been there, but, you know, it's getting sharper and sharper. So you, working with FACE, working with the partnerships, going into the areas where it's most needed, what a benefit for them. What a blessing for them. You're like a flying angel out there, moving through your chariot of happiness. We talk about fallen stars. There are stars, and then there's those supernova stars, you know, which we fall in that category. My friends call me supernova because they burn for billions of years, and they burn down, but guess what? They reignite again. So we're on the same path here with what you're doing. I have my webinars I'll be doing. I have 2 more to go for this series. And March 13th, please write it down. I'll put it out there. There's a symposium, and I'll be hosting a breakout room, and who knows, I will find out. I would like to have you sitting in that screen with me, but we'll talk about it, because this symposium, the guest speaker will be Don Miguel Ruiz, and he is the author of The Mastery of Self. And it's going to be pretty, pretty exciting. And so we'll go in there, and I'll take my workshop in with purpose, because it's all fitting. But think about it. Just kind of like sketch it down on a piece of paper. I know you're busy out there, but let me check more into it, because the more the merrier. And with your attitude and with that fire that you have, you can get them shook up in there. And if I can, I would like to have you join me. So that's
another little. And I would not mind to support in any way. Any way you need me, I'm always here. You know, I'm not a call away. Anything you need, I'm here. I just want to say, tell everybody to stay encouraged. Like I said, don't focus on the wrong, focus on the strong. Shout out to Pastor Hosea for giving me that note of encouragement to not only apply it in a relationship, but to apply it in life as well. So to my women, keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke, you guys. Happy Thursday. Peace and blessings.
And Miyoshi, before you go, you know you are being sponsored by LaFleur Exquisite Flowers. You know she loves you. And her work is just as beautiful as you are, and that's by Linda Lee with Flowers by Tracy LaFleur. And I'll put the number 213-487-6487. And she loves your segment. She loves her What's Up and her flowers. When you have them sitting next to you, you just feel her there. So we're going to let you get a taste of that, but you've been sponsored by LaFleur. Flowers by Tracy. We love you. Congratulations. We will talk, and I will be speaking with you shortly. Thank you so much. What's up?
Love you too, Linda.
Keep up the good work, please. Keep it out there, my girl on fire. Everybody, that's Miyoshi. We love you. Good night.
Thank you.
We have Miyoshi Marie. What's up on with us? Miyoshi Marie is the CEO of an organization called FACE, F-A-C-E, and she shared with us all her good fortune that's coming through for 2021. She is the one partnershiping out there, going into the communities, into the neighborhoods, inspiring and encouraging our young adults. And her word to us was to stay motivated, stay encouraged, and don't listen to nobody, okay? Follow your dreams and don't ever let go. Continue to inspire others and believe in yourself. That's what's up. That's why she's here. What's up is in those boots, stepping deep into the mud. She has her ears to the ground. She's young blood, and she gets out there and get the job done. And guess what? We're going to have a little miracle coming because she's with child. So I'm buying up my Pampers and Huggies right now so I can go over there and spoil that little one when he gets here. I cannot wait till I can lock eyes with that wonderful bundle of joy that she will be producing and that she's carrying in her life. We're going to keep on going. You know, this show is about love today. So let's keep putting those love messages out there.
Thank you.
Yes, we are young out here. And that's where we're going to keep it going. This is the show. The Think Thursday is about love messages coming out to you tomorrow night. Which will be finding out Friday. We'll have our nature diva on with us. She's going to be talking about a favorite animal. I call her the nature queen, Carmelita. And along with Carmelita, we'll have the Tate experience. What he's going to bring to you will be a little different. But Mr. Mario Tate, I call him one-stop shopping. But he's always moving, being motivated and motivating others. He is what we call the singing chef. So he will theme it. He will cook your food. He will put on a tuxedo and enjoy and entertain your guests. He is one-stop shopping, but he always has other things up his sleeve. So I don't know what he'll be speaking about tomorrow on the Tate Experience, but we'd like to have you please tune in. We love you. Take care and keep those thinking caps on.
Share, we love all through the land.